From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Despite criticism of the Trump administration's response to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory, President Trump touted the successes made through the relief effort, however.
There remains a lot of work to do, and we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that, but nobody's ever seen anything like it.
But the executive director of the Puerto Rico tourism company, Jose Izquierdo, has asked for cruise lines and airlines to help transport aid to Puerto Rico following the hurricane.
The exhortation is to other cruise companies and airlines and everybody in power to help Puerto Rico. This is the moment to help us address a critical situation in Puerto Rico, to stabilize Puerto Rico, to again stand up on our feet and show the world the beauty of Puerto Rico.
And he was speaking in the Puerto Rico capital, San Juan, after the Royal Caribbean cruiser line, the Adventure of the Seas, delivered a cargo of electric generators, water, and medical supplies. The 3,800-passenger vessel was also transporting aid to St. Croix and St. Thomas, which were hit hard by Maria and Hurricane Irma. As the last international flights to and from the Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielding colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love stood outside the airport. Protesters say they are hoping Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone over the region after a controversial independence vote passed by more than 92%. The Iraqi government has called the referendum illegal and has vowed to force the Kurdistan region to remain united with the rest of the country. This is VOA News. The Spanish government says there will be no Catalonia independence vote Sunday, even as the regional government continues preparations for the referendum. The Spanish culture minister, Iñigo Méndez de Vigo, said Friday that the independence vote violates Spanish law and the government will not accept the results of the referendum. Catalan authorities say that they will declare independence from Spain within 48 hours of the vote if residents there choose to secede. The U.S. State Department has announced it's pulling back all of its non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba in response to health attacks on 21 American diplomats in Havana. President Donald Trump expressed outrage Friday while speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn. They did some bad things in Cuba, he said. In a conference call Friday, two senior State Department officials said the U.S. is also issuing a warning advising Americans not to travel to Cuba because some of the attacks on U.S. employees happened at hotels in Havana. Other attacks reportedly occurred at diplomatic residences. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
It is appropriate to downscale the embassy as long as the Cuban government can't assure itself of the safety and security of our personnel.
But Cuba tourist Tom doesn't like the decision.
I think the government takes care of the people very well, and there's no need to worry about safety.
The official said until Cuba can guarantee the safety of Americans, the State Department has a travel warning in place. Cuba says the decision is hasty and will affect bilateral ties. Two women accused of murdering the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are expected to plead innocent when their trial begins Monday in Malaysia. The pair is accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by smearing his face with a deadly nerve agent. The defendants will face the death penalty if they're convicted. U.S. President Donald Trump will embark on a trip to Asia in November with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat. It was announced Friday the trip will include the president's first trip to China and a message from the head of the automaker Tesla about space travel.
Billionaire innovator Elon Musk raised an interesting question as he unveiled plans for a new rocket Friday.
If you build a ship that's capable of going to Mars, what if you take that same ship and go from one place to another on Earth?
At a presentation in Adelaide, Australia, Musk showed a video of images of a rocket taking off in New York and landing in various places around the world, including Tokyo and Shanghai.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. The first launch is scheduled for 2022. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.